I think she started to understand. Maybe as well as I did myself, which God knows isn't very well. Then Dr. Patterson started in. He's a diagnostician and he's got a wicked logical mind. He said, look here, Ray, figuring in the prime group and the backups, your chance of survival is 50-1. Don't do this to your mother, Ray. I was polite with him for as long as I could, but finally I told him to just kiss off. I said I figured the odds on him ever marrying my mother were pretty long, but I never noticed him backing off because of that. Garrity ran both hands through the straw thatch of his hair. He had forgotten about the 2-second margin. God, didn't he get mad? He ranted and raved and told me if I wanted to break my mother's heart to just go ahead. He said I was as insensitive as a wood tick. I think that's what he said. Insensitive as a wood tick. Maybe it's a family saying of his or something, I don't know. He asked me how it felt to be doing the number on my mom and on a nice girl like Janice. So I countered with my own unarguable logic. Did you? McVree said, smiling. What was that? I told him if he didn't get out, I was going to hit him. What about your mother? She didn't say much at all. I don't think she could believe it. And the thought of what I'd get if I won, the prize, everything you want for the rest of your life, that sort of blinded her, I think. I had a brother, Jeff. He died of pneumonia when he was 6. And it's cruel, but I don't know how we'd have gotten along if he'd have lived. And I guess she just kept thinking I'd be able to back out of it if I did turn out to be prime. The major is a nice man, that's what she said. I'm sure he'd let you out of it if he understood the circumstances. But they squat them just as fast for trying to back out of a long walk as they do for talking against it. And then I got the call, and I knew I was a walker. I was prime. I wasn't. No? No. 12 of the original walkers used the April 31st backout. I was number 12 backup. I got the call just past 11 p.m. 4 days ago,